Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw the faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blasphemy. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your heart? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that they may know that the Son of God has authority to forgive sins on earth." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were astonished and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus to this paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." We can imagine, before this man seeing Jesus, his heart's converted. He feels sorry for all the things that he had done before. So Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." So it is important we have to keep a clean conscience before the Lord. Many times we fall into sin. But most important is to tell Jesus again, "Sorry about that." We have to be humble, like this paralytic. He couldn't move. You have to trust all the people surrounding him. When they put him down from the roof to Jesus, also there must be extreme trust in the four men. Because if one of them slowlier or faster, he could have fallen down to the ground. So trust is important. Trust in our neighbor. Trust in God. When we do not trust, it means we do not love enough. If we are always trustful, why think the other are not trustful or trustworthy? We have to learn from this man, this paralytic, trust. Last but not the least, of course, we have to trust the Lord. Jesus told this man, your sins are forgiven. Because Jesus saw his soul is converted. We do not know when this man of this contrition, but most probably when he's meeting Jesus. It naturally has to be cleansed to feel sorry for all these sins in the past. So important when we pray, when we want to have adoration, tell Jesus, we want to follow you. Give us a helping hand. Just to start again, tell Jesus, we believe that he's always with us. Teach us to have faith in our neighbor and in Jesus himself. Faith, I mean, faith is love. Where there's love with one another, there's wisdom. Ask Jesus to give us this wisdom.